Certainly the hour is surely coming, but I will keep it hidden so that every soul may be rewarded according to its endeavors. Therefore, do not let him who disbelieves and follows his own desire turn you aside from it, or else you should perish. And what is that in your right hand, O Moses? He said, This is my staff, I lean on it, and I use it to beat down branches for my sheep, and I find other uses as well. He said, Cast it down, O Moses. So he cast it down, and behold, it was a gliding serpent. He then said, Take a hold of it and don't fear. We will return it to its former state. And put your hand under your armpit. It will become shining white without hurt. This will be another sign. In order that we may show you some of our greater signs, go to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. Moses said, My Lord, expand my breast for me, and ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. Appoint for me a helper from my family, Aaron, my brother. Strengthen my back with him, and let him share my task, so that we may glorify you much and remember you much. Indeed, you are ever watching us. Allah said, You are granted your request, O Moses. And indeed, we have conferred favor upon you another time, when we sent to your mother by inspiration the message, Put him into a chest and cast the chest into the river. Then the river will deliver him onto the bank, and he will be taken by one who is an enemy to me and an enemy to him. And I endued you with love from me, that you might be brought up under my eye. When your sister went and said, Shall I show you one who will nurse him? We restored you to your mother so that her eyes might be refreshed and she would not grieve. And you killed a man, and we delivered you from great distress, and tried you with a heavy trial. And you stayed years among the people of Midian. Then you came as ordained, O Moses.